This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Get more points. Come on. Come on, boys. That's it. Watch the fiver. Soften it up. Sports.
This is Sports Sunday.
Jokic has it. Clock ticks. Gonna pull one up. Jokic for the win. It's good. Jokic got it off in time.
With Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
First and goal. Mahomes flings it.
It's there. Hartman. Jackpot. Kansas City.
On the Odyssey app.
Hate me or love me. Watched. That's all you could do.
And 1080.
Who do you think you are?
The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome in to Football Sunday, the most important football Sunday of the year. I am Joe Fisher III. Across the faux marble table is Rashad Taylor.
Let's go. That's all I got to say. LFG, man.
And across the glass, Jordan Schultz, as I had mentioned, it is the final football Sunday, but yet most important football Sunday of the year because it is Super Bowl Sunday.
I'm not trying to advertise anything, so I don't have to call it the big game, right? I can call it the Super
correct.
Bowl.
Yes, that is correct. We can legally call it the Super Bowl. We don't have to call it the super ultra mega many times yards touchdown game.
Get ready for your big game party. Like, shut up.
Yes, but yes, that's something where NFL's a company, and if they can get a couple lawsuits out there and rack up the cash because of people's negligence and saying the Super Bowl when advertising their company or business or their sale, then so be it. I get it. Get yours. But that's a dumb rule right there. Not being able to say, like, we all know what we're talking about here.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. I mean, it's also super. I mean, if you're the NFL, like, everybody's making money off of you and off of the name. I mean, like, ever seriously, if you put Super Bowl anything in front of something, you're going to get traction for the most part. If your local bar right now has a, man, Super Bowl party today, like, they're going to get more people there because it's the Super Bowl.
Well, imagine some, like, small little corner dive bar or sports bar somewhere in, like, in Tigard or something like that. And they're like, come to our Super Bowl party. NFL's like, nah.
No, shut that
can't
down.
Do it.
Shut that
you're
down.
You're done. $500,000 fine, please, and you're out of business.
Yeah, I don't think, I think some of those small moms and pops can get away with it, right?
I don't think they can.
I know, seriously.
NFL ops everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, probably, I don't know, in Portland, maybe? I don't know. I don't
the
think
FBI
so. I don't think anybody
would
cares.
Shut it down.
I don't think anybody cares about Portland like that as far as NFL. I could be wrong, but
if there's money to be made, the NFL cares. Yeah. Let me just say that.
That's for sure.
It could be Carson City, Nevada,
the nonprofit.
Bro. Yeah, just like out in the middle of the desert, and it's an NFL party, and there is some like NFL-related cop or investigator there to slap him with a fine.
But it is Super Bowl Sunday.
We can say it.
Yes, we can say
it. We can.
It. We will have a fun little day here on Super Bowl on Football Sunday. Kind of like what we did last year, we will have Dusty Hera via telephone, 9:30. And then at 10 o'clock, still waiting for him to text me back and say that he's good to go. Jason Sakanik, Big Sook, will be nice. On the line at 10 o'clock. So figured that we'd do a little bit of what we did last year, having some of the weekday shows on the Super Bowl show for you guys out there. But I don't know about you guys and your excitement level for this Super Bowl, but I did have to ask the people out there, what is the GOAT Super Bowl food? What is, and also this is a good time if you want to text into the show, Vancouver Ford, text line 503-864-6326. That's 503-864-6FAN. What is your go-to Super Bowl meal? I think that the GOAT Super Bowl food, it comes down to one of four choices.
Mm-hmm.
Nachos, wings, pizza, booze. And yes, I'm counting booze as a food.
Is the wheat and the beer count?
I'm like, wait, okay.
Boobs
on Super Bowl. Well, are they still doing the bikini game before this actual Super Bowl?
I don't know, but if Carl's Jr. has
any commercial, then there would definitely be boobs.
Oh,
have you been seeing their commercial lately?
They went back.
They went back.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I love it.
I couldn't believe it. I had to do the whole Super Troopers zoom enhance.
Her lips look a little too fake.
Enhance.
Well, I missed the natural
her lips,
look.
Yeah, yes. Yes, her lips are the
they
ones
look
that are fake.
Faker than the rest of her.
Yeah, just the lips.
I'm
on
not
there
saying that the rest doesn't, but come on. It's obvious.
And I love how Schultzy was just looking at the lips in that.
Just the lips only. Yeah,
seriously.
Is that her natural hair color?
No, seriously.
but yeah, Carl's Jr.
She's not a blonde.
Definitely
a blonde dye job. Shoot.
Definitely reverting back to late 90s, early 2000s, don't give an F era.
I like it.
The attitude
all
era.
Over the
yeah, what was her name? Like
doesn't
Charlotte something? The Carl's Jr.
I don't know.
Model back in the day.
Hot Girl One. That's what she shows up in that.
Charlotte McKinney. Yeah, no, that's
Charlotte
who it was.
McKinney.
Charlotte McKinney.
Has she done anything else other than those?
Probably not.
Yeah,
she was a model and actress who first gained attention on Instagram and then eventually appeared in a Carl's Jr. ad in 2015. that's it.
Well, to revert back to food and not boobs, the so far leading the 1080 the fan poll question, wings.
It's
43.3%. I will say this, though. This could be a controversial take. Buffalo wings, to me, not even a top five wing flavor.
Like barbecue, or what do you?
Yeah, I mean, there's like buffalo,
like
flavor,
the buffalo
like
sauce. Yes, like the buffalo
I don't know,
sauce.
Man. I'm
I would rather have like a lemon pepper. I'd go lemon pepper Lou. I'd go garlic parmesan. I'd go a barbecue wing. I would go maybe you know, if we're going just if baseline is buffalo wild wing flavors, like an Asian zing, like a teriyaki wing, something like that. That's only four, so maybe Buffalo does make the top five.
Yeah, see, here's the cold part.
I don't know any other flavors.
This is where
wings,
I'm.
Actually.
This is where I'm a weirdo, is because I only like ranch or blue cheese with buffalo flavored wings.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel
just
like
classic.
It's swimming in ranch or buffalo.
I feel like
blue cheese.
I feel like, you know, eating lemon pepper with ranch. I mean, there's something weird and gross about it. And so
you can honestly lemon pepper is sometimes just good by itself.
It's absolutely damn good right. By itself. But yeah, I love buffalo. Like that's one of those things. It has to be there, you know, because everybody except for Joe loves hot, you know, like those
whoa,
hot wings is like, you know,
I love hot food.
No,
but
I'm saying the hot wings, you know, not hot food, but I'm saying those particular,
know,
you know, yeah, yeah. Like those are goated, man.
The buffalo flavored stuff to me is just, I don't know, I think it's a little overrated.
I mean, that's.
I think it's the Jalen Hurts of wing sauce.
Get out of line.
That's kind of the old school flavor now, since I really think like B Dubs Buffalo Wild Wings brought 30 different flavors plus to our palates.
How
right?
Could I forget some like jerk wings?
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
I mean,
you know,
come on.
Some spicy peanut or something like that.
By the way, best life hack ever, the garlic parm sauce from Buffalo Wild Wings. You can buy that.
Fred Meyer?
Yeah, in the bottle somewhere. At Fred Meyer or even Costco sometimes. Mix that with some sour cream and you have the best dip for chips and veggies that you could, I'm serious, that you could ever imagine.
I'm glad you said dip, because when at first you said like the bottle of that and sour cream, I was just envisioning you eating it like it was soup.
No, put it on a chip.
Yeah.
Do that, fatty.
Just
yeah. It's good.
Wolfing down some garlic parm sauce and sour cream. Just
knocking it down.
Making
I love it.
That's disgusting.
I'm looking at some other wing flavors now. Now, granted, this is like a random random restaurant. So, I mean, a classic dry rub, you know, smoke them things.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some Cajun dry rub. Or
I like being some saucy, really. You know, I prefer the saucy. Extra sauce.
It depends on really. Really, lemon pepper is the one thing that is like, as far as dry rubs, like, I'll take that.
I mean, for God's sakes, it had Lou Williams willing to kill his fellow NBA
cohorts for leaving
the bubble.
But that was lemon pepper with the sauce, though.
Yeah, the different type of sauce.
And boobs.
And boobs. It comes full circle.
We've had this conversation already, and I challenge you guys, and I'm almost for certain you'll never do it because I don't know how, if you're ever going to end up in an Atlanta or end up in a Miami or something like that, and more than that, end up in like a black neighborhood.
Do you see my complexion?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And more than that, end up in like a black neighborhood.
I was at a White Castle in Cleveland. So if you're ever on the road, maybe it's about the closest
I was on MLK last weekend. Does that count?
It does not. Not anymore, at least. But no, I'm telling you, like, for those who haven't heard it before, Atlanta and Florida and some Texas strip clubs have the best food. People go to A-Crop all the time for the steak bites.
Yeah.
That's the one. You go to the Acropolis because you get steak bites and everything. And those are like renowned around Portland. Like everybody's like, oh man, we go in there and get steak bites. It's like one of the things. You look at boobs, get some steak bites. Like that's what you do at A-Crop.
Boobs!
You can get steak, lobster, shrimp for like $20. And it's a nice little setup with a baked potato, a salad. It's like, yo, this isn't supposed to happen at a strip club. But it's, and mind you, the strip club is not the strip club there. It's the club. It's just where everybody lives. They don't go to, I don't know, what's a club out here in Portland?
Club?
You don't go to Copper
Portland? Club in Portland? Yeah,
they don't go to, you know,
what's the one that got shot up like 10 years ago? Spice? Is that was that the one over in Chinatown?
But imagine like everybody being there. You see people from work and everything else because like that's the nightclub. It's not the strip club. It's the nightclub. That's where everybody's going to just kind of kick it. There just happens to be strippers there.
No, but I can't mix the strippers and food thing. I can't do it.
If you're feeling it, and you're feeling good, and you're tossing ones and getting a nice little lap dance, you're going to put down some money to get some food, especially once you see somebody else's come out. That's the thing. It's like the sizzling fajita walking past your table. You're like, oh, what's that? You hear it, and like, oh, my God.
I'm going to order a half a gallon of Patron, or a half a gallon, excuse me, half a pint, whatever. They don't serve the full bottles at the clubs, but they serve, like, the halfy bottles.
Yeah, we're really going for it, huh?
Yeah, you know what? I think I'll just hit up some fourth meal after the club, get myself a crunch wrap.
Yeah, you know. Crunch wrap. I'm going to eat this steak and shrimp right
now,
here.
Now, listen. That all sounds great. Like when you're like steak and shrimp and lobster, I'm like, oh, you got me. And then you're like, for $20. And I'm like, okay, that's.
I'm telling you, man.
I am very much questioning the quality.
It sounds crazy. It sounds, it's right.
Of this,
that's
like,
the whole thing sounds insane, right? That's what I said. That's when I went there, I was like, no, that can't be real. That shrimp can't be good. It has to be mushy. I'll be damned if this wasn't good food. You ever expected some food to be trash and had it and was like, oh, man, that's actually pretty good, man? Like, who knew? That's what it was.
It's like, so I understand. 65% of my dinner.
So I understand.
I'm like, oh,
and listen, all the places Lou Williams could have went in Atlanta, all the places he could have went to get some food, he went there. And that's, I guarantee, a lot of people from the town or that are from Atlanta or from, you know, somewhere down south, Mississippi, wherever they do that, will tell you the same thing. Like, the food is legit.
Am I neglecting any Super Bowl foods?
Sliders, I think, are something.
Burgers and dogs.
Yeah, burgers.
I think sliders have
anything
become,
on the barbecue.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about you guys, but, like, egg rolls or lumpia rolls or whatever you want to kind of call them, because you can put anything really inside of them. Like, that's what I've kind of learned. So I kind of mastered the cheesesteak one and, you know, maybe just the regular kind of lumpia roll and, you know, some other stuff. You know, so usually put some, anything that's rolled up and deep fried.
Yeah, like a jalapeno popper.
Jalapeno poppers, yeah.
There you
bingo.
Go.
A
lot of those being consumed today.
How about that? Stick on that.
I've done pigs in a blanket at a lot of parties that I've either hosted or been to. Somebody always brings the pigs in a blanket.
Do some little smokies.
Smokies in the crock pot as well.
What I think I will be doing today, I will be going out. You want to talk about being white. I will be heading out to Willamina today.
You are going white.
With my brethren.
It's nice, though.
I mean,
the casino's
nice because my sister lives there. Yeah, I mean, that's nice. the only reason to go there. So I'll be hanging out with her brother-in-law, niece, nephew. I was talking actually about this with Boss Man Cooley and
Boss Man Cooley.
I know.
It's fun to say.
Our boss's boss.
Fun to say.
And then Kurt is that my family, love him to death, but no one is down to go to the casino and actually sit down at the blackjack table with me. They're always like, yeah, I'll go with.
Nobody rich like you, Joe. Nobody wants to go
I'm
out
not
there
even
and
rich.
Lose their money.
You kidding
you know?
Me?
If I were there, I would absolutely go. That would be a fun way to spend Super Bowl Sunday.
My brother-in-law, who I think is listening
probably
right now.
Probably have a nice little sports book. I mean, yeah. Or at least
at Spear Mountain?
Area.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they have one. Yeah.
They
my
have
brother-in-law.
I haven't been there yet. So.
It's really nice.
Yeah. He's always like, yeah, if you need someone to go with, I'll go with. I'm like, no, I want someone to go
to
with
play.
And play blackjack with
fun.
Me and sit down and not look over my shoulder and laugh at me when it's I
like
lose my money.
Are you my wife? Like, no, sit down and play with me, man. Yeah.
And then my sister, what was it, two Christmases ago, we all did kind of like the kids are at the house and doing a sleepover, and me and my other sister go over there. And so it was like all... it was me, my three sisters, nieces, nephews, everyone. And one of them, Ashley, my sister, she's down to get down. Like, she likes to have a good time. And so leading up to it, I was like, dude, let's go to Spirit Mountain. Let's go have a time. And she's like, oh, I'm all about it. Totally. Let's do it. Day comes, we're hanging out. I don't know. Let's just hang out at that.
That's usually how it goes.
I'm like, you effing suck.
No, the flakes. Can't stand them.
Like, I've been looking forward to this for a week.
I'm like,
you suck.
Yeah, I was like, we're going to have to be around these bratty, fart-filled kids for the next 3-4 hours. Let's escape and lay down some blackjack beds. But she's not about that life. I realize that.
Yeah, that sucks, man. So now are you going to go by yourself? Or
today? No. No, I'm not going to the casino by myself.
I was
going
to say, there's something real, you know, only a degenerate goes to the casino alone and like sits at the table. Hit me. One more.
Absolutely
one more.
Not.
All in. Cash is in their watch, goes, starts to sell their watch real quick. Like, yeah. Hey, got some really nice jewelry here.
Put the watch on what is it? What's roulette? Is it odds black or evens black? Mm.
You can do odds and even. Yeah. It's all different colors. You can do odds and evens red or black.
This is why I don't go to the. Why I don't go by myself.
You can
this
do the
is
first,
why I literally only play blackjack.
Even black is even.
You can do the first, second, and third like set of 12 numbers in roulette. They
can win a lot of
go,
ways
yeah.
in roulette.
Yeah,
that's
they let you do
why
whatever
I like
you
playing
want.
Roulette. You can win a lot of ways.
Yeah, but also you can. Like, there's a lot of ways to lose.
There are.
You can play four numbers at once. Yeah, you can play one number. Yeah.
You know? Put something on black, put something on, like, hey,
and
man.
Then when you lose all four, you're like, how, well, damn.
Well, damn, but I can hit one of those four. Like, those odds are better than poker.
You don't suck. The casino wins. That's just kind of how it goes.
That's why I like blackjack. I feel like there is some better odds, better chances, and more control of your destiny in blackjack.
Poker. Texas Hold'em would be the best game for the player as compared to the house because they're only taking a rake of each, like, pot, essentially.
I realize I don't have the patience for Texas Hold'em anymore.
Really?
Waiting for a good hand to play.
Yeah, online poker's kind of killed that for everybody, hasn't it?
Having to wait for your hand is just, you know, if you have to, like, fold three in a row. And then, you know, when you're the big blind, obviously, you usually check everything and you're in small blind, you don't call. But...
Oh, well, I know how you play.
So,
let's
truth
go.
Moment, fellas. I've only played poker a few times. I like it, but I don't like
I used to be.
It. I don't need to.
Poker parties growing up in high school.
You play
stuff.
Spades?
I mean,
you know how to play spades?
No.
What about hearts?
I'm Native American. I'm not black.
I'm not the same.
What about hearts? Isn't that the one on the computer?
I used to play hearts with my grandpa growing up, yeah.
But today I'll probably be making some jalapeno poppers.
Those are always good.
Yeah, I need some of those, too.
If I have enough time, you know.
Yeah.
We got to go to Home Depot.
Yeah.
You going homemade? Or you going, like, grabbing from the store?
Oh, homemade, yeah. I'll make the filling with some chorizo or sausage.
Oh, look at you.
And then wrap it up in some bacon.
Oh, man, you're really going for it.
But again, if my brother-in-law is listening and he's hearing me talk about all this and I don't show up with the jalapeno poppers, then he's going to be like, dude, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I'll probably just get some fruit or something.
He is listening because he just told me that my sister, who he's married to, is good at blackjack. So she's the one that needs to be going with me. Let's
get some skills at the table.
Get out there then.
What the hell? But I got two poll questions up on the 1080 The Fan Twitter account, X account. You can also follow any of us at JoeFish3, FISCH. Rashad is at TaylorMade 503. Jordan is on the air, Jordan, D-O-N, on the air, Jordan, J-O-R-D-O-N. But my two poll questions, what is the GOAT Super Bowl food? Wings, running away with it right now. And then Who wins Super Bowl LIX? We will give you the current results for that poll question. We get into the big game next. We're going to have Dusty Hare at 9:30, and it is confirmed. Jason Zukanik, Big Sook at 10 o'clock. We will get things going here on this Super Bowl edition, the final football Sunday of the year on 1080 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Super Bowl is today. Kansas City Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles. Right now, the 1080 The Fan poll question, who wins Super Bowl LAX? 59.2% say the Chiefs are going to win. 40.8% say the Eagles. Now, I will say the lead up to this Super Bowl, it has been a lot of this Super Bowl 6. I don't want to watch this. I'm not even going to watch this Super Bowl. Which, I get it. You know, this is a matchup we had 2 years ago. Two dislike teams and franchises. Nobody wants to see the Chiefs win 3 in a row. The Eagles have one of the worst fan bases. Really annoying head coach. Probably the only likable thing about them is Saquon Barkley. But I will say, take all that away and you look at this from a purely football standpoint, fantastic matchup. You have one of the most dynamic, one of the most impressive quarterbacks of our generation of in football history going up against the number one defense in the NFL this year, and that is Patrick Mahomes versus the Philadelphia Eagles. And then on the other side of the ball, you have the most talented roster, talented offensive roster, going up against Steve Spagnuolo and this defense that just seems to come up with the right game plan for every single team, no matter what the occasion is. Again, both sides of the ball, it's one of those, something's got to give. And I am very curious to see what that is. Again, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, that offense, Andy Reid, when you really look at the like position by position breakdown of both these teams, there is really only 2 to 3 positional advantages that the Chiefs have in this game. And that is at quarterback, kicker, probably. And then not so much position, but they have the coaching advantage.
I would give them tight end as well, if we're talking.
Yeah, I mean, if Chiefs, you want to go tight end for that.
If we're talking receiver, like.
Receiving core, if you combine, you know, tight ends and receivers, you're going to give it to the Eagles. Right. I mean, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Dallas Goedert is, I mean, he's top 10, top 5 tight end in the league, you know. But, I mean, Travis Kelce, he always shows up time of year.
He's always open.
But again, like, this is very similar to last year's game as well, where one team top to bottom has the talented roster. But those damn Chiefs, man, they seem to pull it out. And I'm just very intrigued. There's a reason this game is to a 1.5-point difference, I believe, still. The line really hasn't moved all that much this week.
I'm looking at ESPN. It says 1 right now. So it's basically down to even a pick 'em.
Gotten even closer then. Again, when I try to take my fandom, my bias, who I'm rooting for out of this and look at it from a purely football standpoint, this is a great matchup.
It is. I'm not excited for it because I like the Eagles. I can't stand Eagles fans. I just don't like the Chiefs at all. But this is going to be a great football game. And if what you're looking for is a great football game, I think that's what this is going to be. This is classic best offense versus best defense, you know, and that's kind of where we are right now. When we have a guy like Patrick Mahomes on one end who just continues to just show up and win games, and when you have Andy Reid, who just – I think we can all remember when he was called the one that just couldn't get it done, and now he's trying to win his third straight, which is super, super crazy. Like, everything, it seems really set up for this team to win, if I'm being honest, you know. But on the other side, you've got all this talent, you know. Even in the defense is amazing. The offense is, man, very, very good, and especially because you have a Saquon Barkley who can make something out of nothing sometimes. He's had some incredible runs, and honestly, I think he's going to have a lot of those today. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be breaking for a 60-yard touchdown like he was doing in the last couple of playoff games he's had, but I think he's going to have a big game on the ground. But it's really going to come down to this really great offensive line of the Chiefs against this really great defensive line for Philadelphia. I think that's what it's going to come down to. Steve Spagnuolo versus Kellen Moore. That's what it's at the end of the day. That's what it's going to. I'm not so much concerned about the Chiefs' ability to move the ball and score. I think they'll struggle at first because they seem kind of slow to start every drive. Very few drives this Chiefs start with an instant touchdown. It does sometimes, but it's a slow burn. Like, they usually go 3 and out once and then come back and they found their mojo, and that's when kind of things kind of take off for them. So I'm not so much worried about their offense. I am worried about what that defense, you know, is able to do. Although, like you said, Joe, they make plays when they need to. They just keep kind of showing up. But I don't know if they've had a running back like Emmitt Smith and Barry Sanders kind of combined. That's what you kind of have in Saquon Barkley. You know, somebody that sees the hole and knows how to get there. He's so small and he's compact, so you can't just tackle him head up like you could any big guy. He's Warwick Dunn too, because he's so damn small out there on the field. Like, it's a real mismatch for a lot of people. And so I'm just curious how those corners, more than that, because once he gets to that edge, like, are those corners and are those outside linebackers going to be able to stop him or get there? Once he gets to that second level, it's pretty much a wrap from there.
Yeah, that's the matchup that I think is going to be the most intriguing. And this, again, when I you go back to the coaching advantage, like that's where I give the Chiefs the benefit of the doubt. Like,
oh, hands down.
I mean, Kellen Moore is a great offensive coordinator.
His foot's already out the door.
Yeah, but if you... I'm taking Spags over Kellen Moore 10 times out of 10.
Well, Charles Nagy, well, sure. too, on the offensive side for Kansas City, right? After the Bears fired him a couple years ago, I believe he's still with the Chiefs as their OC.
Yes.
So they've had that system in place with
Matt
Kansas
Nagy.
City. Matt Nagy, thank you. I got the last name right. No, but that system has been in place. You know, the thing about offensive coordinators in the NFL is they are changed almost as often as guys' shirts. And that is one thing that Kansas City has done better than almost everybody else is consistency in that position.
Yeah, retain people.
And retaining the same
Which is
system.
Hard when you win. Like, once you win and continue winning, like, you see Detroit has not even won a Super Bowl and all their, you know, assistants were like, all right, y'all, I'm out. I'm going to go do other things. So will Detroit look as good as they did for the past few years? Who knows? They're going to have a new regime there. But the Chiefs have been able to retain all of their most of their coordinators. And so, you know, consistency is key. And when you have guys that you know are on the way out the door, or they're trying to really position themselves to get head coaching jobs elsewhere, then, yeah. And we know Kellen Moore has been up for that New Orleans job this year.
Like it's like one of the worst kept secrets right now.
Well, I hate that Adam Schefter, he wanted to drop that news late so bad last night. He was just waiting for that second or third source that's probably bullshit. It's not really a source, but he can call it a source. But as far as Kansas City versus Philly goes, you're looking at efficiency on Kansas City's side versus explosiveness on the Philadelphia Eagles side, right? Kansas City, I believe they've won 17 one-score games in a row. That's just an unbelievable stretch. I don't think anybody in NFL history has ever done that. And you're looking at, like, dinks and dunks all the time on offense for them. That's kind of how Kansas City works. But over on the Philly side, explosive offense. They've got Saquon Barkley. They've got Brown. They've got Devontae Smith. And also on the defensive side, one of the top defenses in the league under Vic Fangio after his last season in Miami coming to Philly.
Literally the best defense in the league this year.
And the best at stopping those dink and dunk passes. So can they stop the yards after catch? Can they get onto the line of scrimmage? You know, because Pat Mahomes doesn't spend more than 2 seconds in the pocket. That's one reason why Kansas City is so successful. Yeah. Exactly. You know, Tooney doesn't have to do much. Even if he's playing guard or tackle, it doesn't matter. Everyone's like, oh, like they're a genius because they can interchange. Like, no, I think it's more the fact that they're geniuses because they have allowed a system to flourish in which Pat Mahomes doesn't have to spend more than 2 seconds with the ball. However, that means they must have success in some scrambles by Pat Mahomes out of the pocket and those little short passes. So can Philly stop that? I think that's going to be the story of today's game. We all know that Saquon's going to run a lot, but hey, Kansas City's run defense is one of the best in the NFL as well. So I don't know. Will they be able to? I don't think they've given up more than like 10 big run plays all season or something. I was reading a stat about Kansas City's run defense. So like, can they limit the big play on Philly's end? And then can Philly limit those little dink and dunk plays on Kansas City's end? I think those are the stories of today's game.
Well, let's take a break and let's get Dusty Hare on here. Dusty hosts Monday through Fridays, noon to 3. I'm sure you already knew that because you wouldn't be listening to us just because, wow, you know what? I like 1080 The Fan because of Football Sunday. No, those guys lay the foundation so that way we can have a good time here on Sunday. And let's get the host, Dusty the Fan Man Hera, here to talk about the Super Bowl next here on Football Sunday. But first, Jordan Schultz with the Sports Center update. All right. We are trying to get Dusty Hera on the phone. It'd be a very 1080 The Fan type thing if he just did not answer.
Dusty ain't messing with us right now. What do you mean?
I confirmed on
Dusty's
Friday.
Dusty's too famous for us.
Is he?
He's hella famous.
No.
Dusty's everywhere.
I love Dusty. I was chopping it up with him a couple days ago, talking to him about what I need to do to increase Joey's agility and quickness. Because he had Joey on a line, like a 0 to 40, you know? You know, he's got some speed to just go.
Right.
But getting Joey to accelerate, decelerate, cut, go, all that. So Dusty, being the wide receiver head coach at Banks, I believe wide receiver head coach and offensive coordinator. I don't know. Actually, we have Dusty on the phone right now, so I can ask Dusty, what the hell do you coach at Banks? Is it wide receivers? Is it offensive coordinator? I forget.
Yeah, I'm just wide receivers coach.
Wide receivers coach? Come on.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need too much responsibility out there, you know?
Well,
let's
I...
Just,
I will tell you that
cutties and block.
I will tell you, you probably coach a lot more for the wide receivers than what happened at Sherwood in my day as a wide receiver playing in the wing T offense. Let me tell you, not a lot of opportunities coming my way as a wide receiver.
I can assure you there is more.
Wing T offense.
Oh yeah, I heard. Hey, you know, a friend of mine is a good friend of Dusty's. Well, actually, former teammate of Dusty's, and he tells me, man, Dusty was actually pretty dope in college.
Oh, down at Southern, huh?
Timmy G? Tim Greenidge?
That is my guy. My guy, Timmy G.
Let's
go. Shout out to my guy, Tim. Yeah, he says Dusty was actually kind of legit. I was like, okay, that's awesome.
He will teach you how to pepper step with the best.
Yeah, right.
Dusty, appreciate you coming on today, though, for our Super Bowl edition of Football Sunday. Getting right into it, man. I mean, we are talking about the individual matchups and the unit matchups, you know, the Steve Spagnuolo defense going up against the Eagles, the number one rated Eagles defense going against Patrick Mahomes. But as far as like positions go, what do you think is going to be the most pivotal in this game that's going to weigh the difference and make the biggest impact on the game?
Yeah, nobody wants to talk about it. I can hear it, but it's like it is in the trenches, right? I mean, think of the guys that you have, Jalen Carter, and then you have Chris Jones. Those two guys are disruptors. But if you, and that's where every game is won and lost, right, is in the trenches. And every time you get to a big game, those guys matter. I really think that where this game is, a lot is going to be played out is in with the Chiefs linebacking core and where Dallas Goedert is able to get free, or anybody that's lined up in the slot is able to kind of get loose, find soft spots, and have a lot of success. Because in order to stop, you know, a plus one run game where you have Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley, right, like the linebackers are going to have their eyes more focused on stopping the run. And those guys in their ability to stop the run is going to play a huge factor, but also being able to, you know, cover space as well and find, you know, tight end sitting or crossers from wide receivers. That's where Philly can have a little bit more success with throwing the football. And then for the Eagles, I think it's in the back end. They're young, man. They have the exciting whites, but the exciting whites are really young. And then you have Quinyon Mitchell, who's a rookie too in that back end. I think that those guys against a veteran quarterback who's the best to do it right now in Patrick Mahomes, that's a huge matchup that Philly fans should probably be a little nervous about.
So we got a Super Bowl matchup, which we don't get a whole lot of, you know, throughout history, but, you know, they played each other a couple of years ago. What's the difference between the Eagles since they lost to the Chiefs in the last Super Bowl 2 years ago? And what do you think they do better, or what do you think they do worse from the last time they matched up?
Yeah, I think that when you just look at the fact that they have so much has changed. I mean, a lot has changed with this Philly team since that Super Bowl. And it's crazy that it was just a couple of years ago. But you look at from just a leadership standpoint, you know, their three biggest leaders are no longer on the team from that last matchup. And now you look at it and you say, all right, from leadership standpoint, okay, what else it changes from there? They've revamped their entire offensive line. You know, Isaac Seumalo is gone. Jason Kelce is gone. You still have, you know, Jordan Maliata on one side and Lane Johnson on the other. But, you know, Johnson is actually healthy this year, which I think is a huge difference. And Maliata is just more comfortable with being a starting offensive lineman. Remember how raw he was the last time that these two teams played. But I think on the defensive side, their entire identity is completely different from what they were, you know, just a couple of years ago. And the names are different. We were talking just how young that back end is when you have, you know, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship back there. I mean, they are fresh faces, but they're really damn good and they're young and talented. And I think what we've seen is a lot of growth from Philly up front in on that defensive side of the ball. Jalen Carter is one of the best defensive linemen in all of football. You know what I mean? Full stop. He is. He's a disruptor and a game wrecker. And I think that is a huge difference for this Philly team.
Yeah. Also, what was it against the Rams game? The clip of him literally just jumping in the air, leaping over the guy trying to block him at the legs. Like, that type of athleticism out of a dude that big is just absolutely frightening. How are the Eagles able to do this all the damn time, though?
Right.
It just seemed like, you know, me being a Cowboys fan, I have to deal with Jerry over the last couple seasons saying, oh, we can't afford anybody. We need to be conscious of our money. Whereas it just seemed the Eagles, they can sign anyone. They pick right in the draft. I mean, like, how are they able to just do this and just build these teams year after. I mean, this is their third Super Bowl appearance in the last 6-7 years. How are they able to do this?
I don't know, witchcraft, or maybe there is something to like a fan base being so negative. They just rip everybody down, so there's no positivity, so they're just working harder. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Howie Roseman is doing an incredible job, though, and I know Nick Sirianni, he gets a ton of criticism, but think about it. Like, they have two new coordinators from the last time they were in a Super Bowl. They have, you know, so many new pieces around and a different roster, but, you know, Sirianni, we may make fun of him, but the dude can coach, man, and he can coach at the highest of levels. He's done an incredible job with this Eagles team, and there's something to that. There really is something to that. Kind of, they have their identity, they stick to their guns, whether it's their through their, you know, draft process and their talent evaluation or hiring the right coaches, man. They just, some franchises just have it figured out, and Philly seems to be one of them. And I can understand why you're a little bit jealous of this, Joe. So, I am.
For sure.
Well, I saw something the other day I think it was on like the Cowboys subreddit. It was like, is there any possible way for the Cowboys to somehow get Myles Garrett? And I think the top comment was like, no, but I'm sure the Eagles will figure out how to.
Joe, I think the worst thing for your mental health is to go on the Dallas Cowboys subreddit at this point in the year.
Yeah, at all. Okay? I would shut that down completely.
Well, I will say that we are in lockstep, a lot of us Cowboy fans. So, but also, like, the Eagles, do they have more pressure than the Chiefs today? Is it, the Chiefs obviously trying to make history with three in a row, but then the Eagles trying to be the first team outside of a Tom Brady-led team to beat the Chiefs, not just in a conference championship game, but in a Super Bowl. I mean, which team do you think is coming in with more pressure on them?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think their pressure gets much more than, you know, going for the three-peat and pushing for history that's never been done before, you know. And the Patriots went through this a lot, and they would always say at the time, like, oh, yeah, we're not even thinking about it. We're not thinking about it. But then at the end of the day, when, you know, the Super Bowls would end and they'd go, they'd be like, yeah, well, actually, it meant a whole lot, you know. And people do think about it. And now you're starting to see, like, there's guys that are coming out saying that, you know, Travis Kelce, Michael Irvin was saying this, that Travis Kelce was asking him in the offseason about, like, how you approach a three-peat and, you know, what that looks like and what you should do to kind of, you know, eliminate some of the distractions and stuff like that. So, I mean, they may say that they're not thinking about it, but they've been thinking about it for a really long time, the ability to go for three in a row and what that could mean. And I think that's a ton of pressure. But then you also have on the flip side of it, the pressure of a guy like Jalen Hurts, who's sitting there going, like, nobody believes in me. Jalen Hurts, all he does is, like, win, and it's seeming like, yeah, but they're doing it despite Jalen Hurts.
Talking about that, you, guy Joe. Is,
yeah, but that's something that, and Joe's not alone. It's like something that you go, all right, he wins a Super Bowl. Does that finally stop? Because, I mean, it wouldn't be like a fluke thing, like a Trent Dilfer or Brad Johnson type Super Bowl. I mean, they're asking him to do a lot more than those guys did. So I think that if you think about it, the pressure is at an incredible magnitude for both sides of this thing. But I still think it's more pressure on the Chiefs.
So here we got the Eagles and we got the Chiefs. And as a Patriots fan, I can't stand the Chiefs. And most people kind of hate the Eagles because of, you know, their fans and everything. So you got two fan bases that people pretty much can't stand. Two teams that people, a lot of people outside of that fan base pretty much can't stand. Who do you want to lose this game more?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Not so much who do you want to see win.
Yeah, who do you want to see lose? Like, I mean, honestly, because everybody's rooting for somebody to lose today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good question. And I like that question a lot because it's not who do you think is going to win. Who do I want to lose more? Like, that's really tough because there's something that I love Andy Reid. I love Travis Kelce, but you know this, and this is a tough one for all of us, Rashad, is that people come at us because they're like, Patrick Mahomes is going to be better than Tom Brady.
I don't like it.
And I don't like it either. I don't like it either. And so for that reason, and look, Patrick Mahomes, likable guy. I don't mind Patrick Mahomes. His family could do without, but him himself, I like him.
He's cool.
I like him. But I want him to lose the Super Bowl because I can't have people just continually saying he's going to be better than Tom, and his career is already better than Tom. It's like hey, even if he gets another one today, he's still chasing. You know, three fingers short,
yeah.
You know? And so let's pump the brakes on this. So I'm saying go Birds for that reason.
All right. And last question, what is on the Dusty Harris Super Bowl menu today? Is it just nothing but Victory Co sauces? Not the food, just the sauces. Just eating those.
Just the red sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there will be plenty of Victory Co's red sauce going around because it makes everything better. But guys, I woke up this morning. I was like, dude, I was thinking about everything that in the group chat of the people that are coming to the Super Bowl party, what everybody's breeding. And I was laying in bed just going, I've got to get up and get a workout in because I'm going to be.
I worked out this morning too, buddy.
Clogging the arteries. So we've got what we are bringing, the Harris are bringing. We do like little Smokies, but pigs in a blanket, right? And we do them with like the Pillsbury croissants.
Yeah.
But there's a delicate balance between how much croissant to weenie ratio.
So we
slice the croissant in half. And so they're a little bit smaller. So we're bringing those. And then we bring, it's a staple of, it's like an apricot, lemon, and ginger sauce. And we put little Smokies in a crock pot, cooks them up. It's delightful.
That sounds fantastic.
Artisan sauces and stuff. Okay.
Well, I know.
That's what I'm talking about.
In our first segment, Jordan Schultz, he threw out there the pigs in a blanket and a little smoky. So I know he is just salivating at the thought of that.
Oh, we had them at my Super Bowl party last year. I am salivating for them right now.
That's what I'm talking about, Schultzy. That's what I'm talking about.
Do you throw cheese in there, too?
Yeah, we throw a little bit of cheese. Not too much.
Yeah. You can't
too much in there.
Can't overdo it, but just that little hint. Oh, my God. You do it perfectly. Sounds good.
Yeah. Here's the thing, you guys. I was surprised about this. How do you guys feel about deviled eggs? Because it was more split than I thought it would be when we were talking about deviled eggs on Friday.
Love them. Absolutely love it. If they're made correctly, sometimes people can go overboard with the mayo or sometimes not enough. So they're kind of dry. So if this the perfect consistency, and I'm not a mayo guy. I've said it repeatedly on
the shocked.
Show. Oh, yeah. No, for real. But there's something about deviled eggs. So, yes, it's a big yes for me, especially if there's some bacon or something on top.
Yeah,
sold.
I was going to say, I'm cool with deviled eggs. I'm not going to make them myself or like, you know, getting in the group chat saying like who's bringing the deviled eggs, but if they're there and yeah, like Rashad said, with some bacon bits, bacon crisps on there for sure. Sign me up. I'll snag a couple.
I don't know.
Of those.
I love deviled eggs, but I just don't think they're a Super Bowl item for some reason. Like that feel like more of
like
a
little
holiday
footballs.
Item to me. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you could, but still.
Bring on the farts and all. I'm down for the deviled eggs.
Listen.
Yeah, guys, I'm thinking of pre-Drano-ing my toilet today because of all this taco food.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. Yeah. Make sure to schedule Monday after Super Bowl off and pre-Drano the toilet. Dusty, appreciate you, dude. Thanks for jumping on today, and have a great time watching the game. Enjoy your little Smokies and pigs in a blanket and the festivities today, my man.
You too, guys. Talk to you later.
Love you, bud.
See you, dude. Dusty Hera, Monday through Friday, noon to 3. Appreciate him as always. Pigs in a blanket and little Smokies. That's a solid one.
It's it really go-to. Is. Like, I mean,
it's a go-to.
Seriously, like the one thing you can't do, and there's some people that like to, you know, put some pasta salads and a lot of stuff you got to use with a spoon and stuff like that. Like Super Bowl foods are meant to be eating with your fingers. Pick them up, you know, put them down, you know, stuff like that. Like anything I need with a fork, unless it's like a dessert, then you don't have to bring.
All right, let's take a break. Let's get back into the game a little bit more here on the Super Bowl edition of Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan. Super Bowl Sunday, Football Sunday, last one of the year. And a single tear fell from my eye. It's a bittersweet day. People out there, they're going to be enjoying the game. They're going to be enjoying the food, the betting, the gambling. Rashad, what if I told you that you could win some money for doing something that you already do?
Who, me?
Well, maybe not you. I don't know. Depends on how much you listen to 1080 The Fan.
How do I win money, Joe?
You do it by listening to 1080 The Fan on the Odyssey app. Actually, it could be using any sports station on 1080 The Fan. Right now, the Vegas contest is still going on. On the Odyssey app, the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest.
Oh,
there is still time to enter. All you got to do, again, it's you're basically already doing it. If you're listening to us on the radio All you need to do is just download the Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 1080 The Fan or any participating station. And you need to listen to at least 1 hour for your daily entry. Winner of the national contest, you get travel for four. So that could be you and your wife and your kids, I'm sure.
That could be
I'm
fun.
Sure that's who you want to take to Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Five-night hotel stay at Circa Resort and Casino.
Great.
Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination.
I think that one's... I thought it was all adults, like adults only at Circa, but one of my favorite hotels, especially in Old Town Las Vegas.
It is home of the biggest March Madness hoops party at Stadium Swim.
Stadium Swim is the coolest place in the world. It's a sports book and a pool at the same time.
Oh,
get out of here.
Sign me up.
Get out of here, bro.
My wife would be in heaven.
That's
See, there's all these little like cabanas and stuff like that. That you
or is
can
it
rent
cabana?
Out and stuff like that. I don't know. Cabana? Yeah.
It's cabana.
Yeah.
Is there that little
things?
Squiggle above the N?
Seriously, it was the dopest thing. Like, you can go up and actually place a bet and watch. Like, I watched the Kentucky Derby there when I was there for.
And then slowly drowned yourself once you lose all your money.
The pool is on the pool is only like 5 or 6 feet, you know, something like that. So it's pretty legit.
Oh, my God. This looks amazing.
It's awesome, bro.
Hey, you also get $5,000 for each of you to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championship. Come back each day and listen for another hour to add another chance to win. So just keep listening.
Yes.
Each day. Listening. 1 hour each day. Considered an entry. For more info, go to 1080thefan.
Can employees enter?
.com. I'm going to say no.
Nay.
I am going to say you cannot enter. But are we really employees? I mean, I am.
I don't know. I guess.
Well, you turn in a timesheet once every 8 months. So, I mean, I don't know. You might not even be in our system
I'm
anymore.
Probably not. People do look at me super suspect when I do come in here.
Who are you, sir?
Yeah, like, whoa. Like, a lot of people, and I understand, like, I'm never here, like, ever, and I'm only here on Sundays. And so when I do walk in on a random Tuesday, everybody's like, ooh, who's the black guy?
Who's this tall drink of water?
Ooh, sexy man walking through the door. I haven't seen him before.
It's a lot of guys. I hope that's,
I'm
you know,
sure there's still a couple
thinking.
Of those thoughts coming through their
that's what
minds.
Everybody's thinking when I walk in.
What?
Take a look at
what
me.
What just happened?
Take a look at me. Silence.
Yeah. Look at this. Yes.
Just got really hot in here.
Hey, man. That's what happens.
Just got word from the brother-in-law making a Texas no-bean chili for chili dogs today.
No-bean is always good for chili dogs.
You know why he's making the no-bean chili? This guy right here.
I'm not a big fan of beans, eh?
I don't like beans.
I love beans.
Well, the more you eat, the
good
more you
good for the
too,
heart,
right?
Yeah,
which is sometimes fun, you know? I was definitely
when you're 12, yeah.
I was definitely having that on Friday. I had a one too many hazy IPAs, New England IPAs in me. Those are unfiltered and make me farty. Those it is
IPAs
just,
are dangerous.
It's like, not so much IPAs. It's the unfiltered, hazy, juicy ones. I already knew it. I had one Friday at lunch, and I said, I'm like, oh, Joey's catching the brunt of this later tonight. That's
any,
for sure.
Any IPAs, I'm not so much worried about the gas part as much as I am about the passing out part and having a huge headache in the next morning because IPAs are rough. Like, and they taste like earwax.
And we'll do it. Oh gosh, what was I just had a thought and it escaped me. Damn it!
Too many hazies.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sunday morning, right before the Super Bowl. I'm surprised any of us are awake doing a show, Frank.
Oh, it was actually about how the calendar falls with the Super Bowl and everybody's wants Monday to be off after the Super Bowl. You realize that if Roger Goodell and the NFL get their way and they add an extra game,
yes.
As long as it's not at the, like they add it before week one, so it starts on like August 30th or, you know, September 1st, as long as it just gets added to the end of the NFL regular season, that's going to push everything back a week, and then we will get the Super Bowl on the Sunday right before President's Day. Therefore, creating a day off after the Super Bowl.
But will sports radio guys have the day off after the Super Bowl?
Oh, I doubt it.
Yeah, so we won't, but everybody else out there will, which is awesome.
Okay. And this is a question.
And DUIs skyrocket across the country is the day of the Super Bowl because now everybody knows that they don't have to go into work the next day, so therefore getting even more hammered than they would already.
If there were any job I wouldn't have a problem coming into, with exception of having to do like an early morning show, you know, I don't know if there's a better job to come into, like, and just do this with your buddies for 3 hours. So I was going to do this for free. I was going to do this anyway. Like, I was going to talk sports and talk shop with my friends or with whomever I was going to do it, especially after the Super Bowl or after that. I was going to do that anyway. So why not do it with my buddies and get paid for it? So I think sports radio is probably the one gig that most people are like, I'm okay with going today.
Unless you hate your co-host.
Unless you absolutely hate your co-host. Like I said, there are some exceptions to the rule where you absolutely hate your co-host or, you know, you just don't want to be there. You just hate doing that particular gig. But like I said, after stuff happens on Saturday, last week when Luka got traded or whatever, it was like, I can't wait to go in.
Yeah, it was one of those like, hell yeah.
I can't wait to go in tomorrow. That's going to be awesome, you know, just to be able to talk shop. So I think, you know, if you have this job, you're not too bad. You're not too worried about coming in.
Well, speaking of having this job and getting paid a hell of a lot more to do it, we are going to take a break, start hour number two, and have Jason Sukanik.
Bringing in the big guns.
Big Sook, yes. We will have him to start hour number two. We will have our final thoughts on the game. We'll do the final who do you love of the football season, where I don't see a crown or a trophy or a celebratory bottle anywhere. But
I will get you a crown. I will make you a crown before we leave.
Like a little paper.
Before I got you.
Paper crown.
I
like
got
a,
you.
Like a paper snowflake or
I
something.
I can do it. Watch me work.
We should just have a Burger King crown. For,
we can get
for
one
this.
Of those, too.
Yeah, that we,
you have to wear it, though.
That we spray paint and that we you know, customize a little bit more.
Say less, way. As the kids say.
We should get a trophy company, a local trophy company, to
make us a crown?
To sponsor the segment. Trophies don't cost that much. I mean, we can...
No, trophies are
like
pretty
20
cheap.
Bucks, 25 bucks, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
I want a pure gold trophy, though, please. But we will start hour number two, Big Sook, and then the rest of our Super Bowl show right here, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.